It's finally happened, folks. The hacker known as 4chan that the news networks have been warning us about for years now has been hacked herself and for the past few days shut down completely. That's right, a flaw in the PHP code that made up this anonymous basket weaving forum was exploited, giving the hackers access to 4chan's administrative backend and the servers running the site. Evidence of the hack was first posted to Soyjack Party, which is itself a competing image board that was created around 2020 and is a gem mine where all of the best Soyjacks on the internet come from. So we can see from the screenshots that are floating around on the internet that the hacker was able to access the subdomain team.4chan.org, which has all of the maintenance tools for running the website. They were able to see the ban list, the people who had 4chan passes, and also a list of 4chan staff and messages from them. So for those of you unfamiliar with PHP software, access to the PHP My Admin panel is basically the keys to the kingdom. The hacker had read-write access to all of these tables in the 4chan database, and they could have manipulated this data however they wanted to. For example, they could have unbanned one of the over 10 million entry rows that are here. And that's one of the first things that surprised me, because I thought that you had to actually do something illegal to get banned from 4chan, or at least from most of the boards. So either there's been some major internet crime going on there, or the mods are just a whole lot more ass mad than we previously thought. Now, the deleted post log is also really huge, and it just goes to show that even the internet's edgiest image board, because like that's what everyone says if you look up anything about 4chan, even that place is rot with censorship these days. There was also a leak of 4chan's feedback section, which also kind of confirms one of the age-old rumors about the site, which is that most of the people on there don't even really want to be there, largely because of corruption coming from the staff based on these comments here. And that leads me to maybe the most devastating part of this hack, at least for the people that run 4chan. All of their personal email addresses got leaked. Everyone from admin to janitor. Now, let me take a moment to explain the professional roles over there at 4channel.org. So obviously, you've got the admins and the manager who are like the high-ranking guys. If this was Squid Game, then you could think of these as the guys with the square masks. And then there's the mods. They're sort of like the enforcers of 4chan, okay? These are the guys that are responsible for the 10 million plus banned users from the site. And saddest of all is the doxing of 4chan's janitors. The janitor has a very humble but important position on the site. They're the first line of defense in cleaning up the board. They go around all day long deleting threads and posts that are low quality or, again, against the rules in some other kind of way. There's different boards there, and each one has different rules about what you can and can't post. But their whole job there is to try and maintain the order of the board or boards that they've been assigned to. And the best part is they do all of this for free. That's right, 4chan's janitors work day in and day out for a steady paycheck of $0.00. And now, their email address and a lot of other docs are available for the whole world to see. But wait, it gets even worse. When I first looked at the emails, which I can't show you in full because, well, that would be doxing, and YouTube's admin bots already have a really itchy trigger finger when it comes to my content lately. But what I can show you is that most of these emails here have Gmail domains. And there's a few others, like there's ProtonMail, and there's a surprisingly low number of cock.ly or cock.li domains for a 4chan leak, because, you know, I thought that was the email that all the 4chan people like. But anyway, okay, most of this site's staff, they're just Gmail normies. And if you've tried to create a Gmail account in, say, the last 10 years, you probably encountered a few more hoops to jump through, like phone number verification. And phone number verification is getting pretty common these days because it's pretty good for stopping the creation of spam or a whole bunch of throwaway accounts that people are going to use for trolling or some other nefarious activities. Because, you know, getting a whole bunch of phone numbers to verify these accounts is pretty expensive. So it's very likely that a lot of these email addresses that were leaked are connected to other things besides the janitors and other people's work at 4chan. I mean, who the hell creates a dedicated Gmail account just for Janny work? That's insane to me. And this was confirmed in one case, at least, from a leak of the 4chan staff private Discord chat. Grape Ape, the manager of all of these janitors, made this announcement in the chat. At everyone, obviously 4chan, there has been a hack. The site itself has been halted until we can determine the damage. It's likely that email addresses have been leaked, perhaps IPs as well. And yes, that's confirmed now that IP addresses of people who have accessed the site have been leaked. And you will need to hold on to those email accounts in order for us to do a password reset once the site is back up. So don't delete them or anything. And then there's a couple of sad faces and then someone saying, I used an active email when I applied because I was hammered. Damn. You'd think that Janny's would have better OPSEC than this. So I've got to say that if your email got leaked here, okay, if you're a janitor, if you're a mod of 4chan, not judging anyone, but look, if it got leaked, probably a good idea for you to just burn that identity and everything else that was connected to that particular Gmail account, like especially if you have a LinkedIn account, because then employers are going to connect you to being a mod or a janitor at 4chan, and you probably just aren't going to get a call back for your job or whatever you're hoping to accomplish there. And there's also been dumps of IP addresses that the various admin and janitor accounts last logged in from. So, you know, again, probably a good idea to reset your routers or call your ISP to request a new IP address so that you aren't going to get DDoSed directly. And I can't help but notice the irony of a mod, a 4chan mod, unplugging their router to change their IP address. Sometimes reality just makes the best memes. Now, from the screenshots that have been posted, it's pretty safe to say that 4chan was fully owned. Okay, the hackers had shell access to the server, they had access to all of the admin panels, and best of all, they had access to the entire website's source code. So in case you didn't know, 4chan uses a proprietary, but I guess now source available, image board called Yotsuba. And the hackers were able to download that full source code and also put it back up on the internet to various mirrors so that anyone can access it, like this one here. And taking a look through some of this source code here kind of reveals to me why 4chan got owned so hard. So the site is mostly written in PHP, which isn't so bad by itself. I mean, most of the web is still built with PHP, but Yotsuba was using a version of PHP that's at least older than version 7, because that's when the MySQL extension that's being used throughout the source code was totally removed from the PHP language, and it was actually deprecated back in version 5.5, which was released in 2013. So you still could have used it, but you would get warnings and different things when you would go to run your code. And coincidentally, around this time in 2013, when the PHP MySQL extension became deprecated, is 2 years before 4chan's creator actually sold the website and the source code to its current owner. So it's probably safe to say that the core code of 4chan hasn't really been updated much since it changed ownership. Now, the big security issue with PHP's MySQL extension is that it didn't support prepared statements, which is a must for avoiding things like SQL injection. So I would bet that that was the attack vector for hackers to gain initial access to the backend of 4chan, but based on how bad this code is, I would guess that 4chan is actually going to be down for a while, especially if they're going to continue actually using Yotsuba instead of one of the many open source image board frameworks. I mean, I don't know if there's any particular reason why they didn't use one of those, because I don't personally have any experience with running an image board. But you would think, though, if any of the administrators or developers working at 4chan right now could fix it, that they would have already. Like, they would have tried patching this code, these really old security vulnerabilities, before it became this big thing. Or maybe then they just got lazy and now they're in a rush, they're grinding to try and update the code as I speak. But this dumpster fire of security vulnerability that was 4chan kind of makes me wonder if all of this was on purpose. There's obviously a lot of government agents that use 4chan, and there's people that are leaking significant stories on 4chan. Like, for example, when Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, it was posted to 4chan an hour before any mainstream media covered it. So this makes me wonder if 4chan really was a honeypot all along. And maybe the high-up staff with source code access really did know that it was not that secure, and instead of trying to fix it, they just left it that way so that it could be hacked by the feds whenever they needed to track people or ban users that were calling out their PSYOPs, because, hey, the PSYOPs might not work if everyone's aware of them. But regardless of the true intent behind 4chan's lax security, I guess we'll call it, the people that used to spend most of their time on that site are going to start flooding into other online communities. I mean, it is spring break after all, so I'm sure it's already happening. And some of them might start touching grass. That's the hope. They'll maybe get some chickens and start collecting the egg tax. But if you're a terminally online person that hasn't been on 4chan in a while, then get ready to accept some refugees, because your online community is about to get a little weird. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, based.wen, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.